In Westport, during Prohibition, there was a five-star hotel that was just booming. It had French waiters, had waiters in tuxedos, French chefs, chandeliers, everything you needed for an elegant night out. All through Prohibition, it never got raided. It was owned by a bootlegger, and he had good connections, so it never got raided. There was a party almost every night, and it was said that Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda used to go there almost nightly. Thank you. On the same property, there was an apartment building that was for the cooks and the waiters and the bartenders and everybody else who worked in the hotel. By 1975, everything had changed. The hotel was boarded up, and the apartment building was inhabited by townies, poor people of Westport. My sister and my brother and I each had an apartment in the building, and it was nonstop drinking, a little bit of drugs, and very little work. It was a great place for people with limited means. It had guys who were carpenters once in a while, guys who were house painters once in a while, a guy that worked in a hardware store, a couple of single moms, a couple of starving artists, and a blacksmith. Boy, I'm killing this room. There was a driveway that came up from the post road and curved around behind the apartment building and then went up a hill back out onto Ludlow Street, where this place was situated. On the driveway, there was room for about six or seven cars, and my sister always kept her 53 Cadillac convertible there because she didn't trust the hill. She didn't trust the parking brake on her car to be on the hill, so she never put it on. My brother had a 10-year-old Mercedes, and he trusted German engineering, so he kept his car on the hill. On the day that we're talking about, his battery was dead, and we had to go to Wethersfield because he had an infraction that he had to deal with in person. So later in the day, we were going to come and jump his battery and get him going on the hill. We set out from Wethersfield. We put a cooler in the back of the car, put a couple of six packs of beer, and headed up to Wethersfield. We used my car, but I didn't have a driver's license. I hadn't had a driver's license for about 6 years. I figured this would be a good opportunity to get one. We got to Wethersfield, and he dealt with his infraction almost immediately. It took us a little time waiting in line to get our licenses. He needed one too. We got the licenses, and we headed back to Westport. It was starting to get dark, so we pulled up. I pulled my car next to his car on the hill, and we jump-started the battery and got it going. It was running fine, so we thought we'd let it run for a while and charge up the battery. In the meantime, we went inside and had a couple of beers. My brother understood what it was about a millisecond before I did. There was a giant crash, and we went out, and his Mercedes was nose deep in the Cadillac that had pushed open the passenger door and caved in the roof, and his grill was pushed up sideways. It took two tow trucks to get it out of there. One had to lift it up and one had to pull it. They both junked their cars after that. And I took a ride down to the beach in my 68 Dodge Dart with my Luger license, and I felt like a citizen. And that's the end of my story.